Blog Talk Radio.
Guess what time it is? This is Guasabara Taino Radio, Radio Taino Guasabara. This is the time of the warrior, that's right, but we're compassionate warriors. We're not here to start a war, but we're here to take on arrogance, ignorance, so we can teach our people enseñanza, okay? Enseñanza y sanación. Like, thank everyone for being here, and this is going to be an awesome show. We're definitely going to have a lot of information we're going to share, and man, I just can't wait. But like always, I want to thank all you listeners out there who are listening now, and also all you listeners in the future for downloading this beautiful show. All shows are archived, and man, I'm telling you, I'm just too excited today, you know? Because we're going to have this is the Guasabara Health and Mental Health Wellness Hour, okay? And every Thursday, we're going to have this show dedicated, this hour, to wellness. And it's very important that our people are well. But, you know, every week, every show, I should say, I try to introduce the different countries that come on to that are listening, okay? I get the statistics. And I'm really proud of Bosnia, you know. Bosnia, you're in here. I see the stats. And if there's Tainos in Bosnia, man, I give you a shout-out. And if there's no Tainos in Bosnia, that is cool that the Bosnians are listening in. So today, before we start, music is always great medicine for the heart, for the spirit. So all you listeners from Bosnia, I got a traditional Bosnian song just for you guys.
Dal tavaniku, aj na dal tavaniku, aj prodaje se aman bejaz an teri. Yeah. salko, ai na me cese, aman kravni chanin amu.
Bosnia, wherever you're at, thank you, listeners from Bosnia. I love that song. I don't know the words. I can't really can't interpret it. Maybe if you write tainosagrado@gmail.com, all those from Bosnia, maybe you can send me a translation. But it's an amazing song. It sounds like a love song, if you ask me. Maybe a broken heart or a long-distance relationship. I don't know, but it sounds really beautiful. I try to find a traditional Bosnian song. So, like always, from the sky, it's Stephanie Sky. How you doing, it's Stephanie?
Hey, Sana Cody, how are you?
All right, not bad. Hey, what do you thought about that song? Bosnia, man, they've been tuning in every time. What do you think about that song?
I know, Bosnia has been so loyal. I love it. I love it so much. The song was, it was very, I guess interesting because I don't understand the words to it, which it doesn't happen often since, you know, I speak so many languages. But
right.
It definitely resonates. I do feel like it was kind of possibly a lovish type of song. It sounded really, really just melodically. It resonated, you know, nicely.
That's true. Hey, right now in the state of Pennsylvania, in Philadelphia, here they're counting some ballots, you know. There's a presidential race going on, and there's a lot of confusion, you know. But I hear that Philadelphia, so I want to give a shout out to all those ballot counters in Philadelphia. I want you to do a great job because they're saying it's fake. I mean, they're saying it's rigged, you know. That's what's coming from the executive branch. But listen, I like to dedicate this to Philadelphia. You can do it, Billy. Count on Billy, we need those votes. What do you think, Stephanie? We need those votes, right?
We need all the votes we can get right now, Sana Cody. Every last one. Burn some sage tonight.
Well, you know, last week I was teaching about anxiety, how to treat anxiety the best way possible. We drew down with some indigenous techniques, you know, breath work and using tobacco and sage, whatever you have on hand, you know how to do it. And there's been a lot of anxiety in the air. But today I have a special guest. Okay, that we're going to talk about is all the way from Massachusetts is Dr. Darlene Flores, and she's a chiropractic physician, and she's the owner of the Garaya Wellness Center in Brookline, Massachusetts. I know they got like, I believe it was 60%, 62% they voted for Biden. She's also a mother of three children, and she identifies as a Taino Boricua, who comes from a lineage of Hulanderos. Yeah, she comes, check it out, she comes from a lineage of Hulanderos from Borinquen.
Oh, nice.
And she's an advocate. She's an advocate of natural medicine. Wow, natural medicine.
That's my sister right there.
What do you think? What do you think? Now, check this out. This is kind of cool. Ready for this? Dr. Flores is also a veteran of the United States Army, Go Army. And she's an activist and educator in natural medicine. So there you go, man. That's some awesome stuff. And she does have a private practice. And she attends families of all ages, and including pregnant women. See, you guys got to talk after this. Babies and third-generation patients. This is amazing. So, without further ado, Dr. Darlene Flores.
Welcome. Usa nonum daidile boiti arahiabo Darlene Flores. I'm here, everybody. Good evening. Good evening.
Wow.
Good
that's
evening.
Beautiful.
Welcome.
Wow. You know, Darlene, I'm really happy that you're on the show. It's going to be a great show. You know, I started the show last week on health and mental health for Indigenous Taino and all Indigenous peoples, anyone who's listening, you know. Because this is so, so important, right? Dr. Darlene, let me ask you a quick question. Wow, you mentioned that you come from a lineage of Hulanderos, from Borinquen. What town are you from? Or what's your lineage in Puerto Rico, town-wise?
So on my mother's side, they're originally from Salinas. And then on my dad's side, Caguas and Aguabuenas.
Ah, Aguabuenas. Oh, I've been in both. Okay, there's some amazing
places. So more so towards the mountains, up in the mountains.
And check this out. I have family in Caguas, generational going way back. And I think Stephanie has Caguas.
Yeah, Caguas.
And I think
I'll be going back in a few weeks.
Yeah. And according to Jet Match, we're all cousins. What do you think about that? So
I wouldn't doubt it. I'll tell you that, you know, everyone is making their way back home, especially with the Taino. We're just now, you know, being surrounded by our family and getting to know our family. And I think it's amazing.
I know, man. And, you know, Caguas, wow. Caguas. Caguesh, right? Cacique, Caguesh. A lot of tradition there. So
yes.
It seems like our lineage might be, our common lineage may be Caguas. That's beautiful. But it's true what you're saying. People are going back, right? Hey, you heard about the vote last night? 52% want statehood. What do you think about that before we get into the mental health? Darlene, what do you think about that, doctora?
I think at this moment, I was living on the island for about, you know, 8 years. Now that I'm back in the diaspora, there needs to be a change. So I'm all about independence for Borinquen, for Puerto Rico. But at this moment, this colonized slave status has got to go. So I think people are desperate.
Right.
They just want change where, however it's going to be. So, and I'm all for the change. Of course, I would love it to be independent, but whatever is going to get them out of the status that they're in right now, I think is basically what's happening. People are, there's just desperation.
It's desperation, right? Damn. And I know the Boricua people are very strong in the traditions, you know, no matter what. where we're from, what town. We're going to fight for the culture so it won't disappear, right? I know the people will, be they identify as Taino or Afro or whatever. It's going to be interesting. But I believe that the future president has to decide, right? Or is it the Congress? I keep forgetting.
It's the Congress. Congress
it's the Congress,
decides,
right?
Not, yeah.
So it's Congress.
So regardless, you know, what they say, it's not really up to them. But I think also people in diaspora need to realize that, you know, we're not living there. So whatever decision they decide to make, we can only do our best and support them. It's different when you're living there, you know.
You're right.
Just listen to the people and, you know, and hopefully they make the correct decisions and we can only support them in that decision.
Exactly. That's so true. That's so true. Well, you know, Dr. Flores, when I was in Corozal, we had spoken a lot when I was there. And I know you had mentioned you had a practice in Puerto Rico, right? Chiropractor?
I did.
Can
I did.
You talk a
it was called
about
La Luna Healing. Yeah, it was called La Luna Healing Center.
Okay.
It was located in the, the metro area of San Juan, where the hospital's behind. It was behind the Veteran Hospital.
Right.
And it was a wellness clinic.
Nice.
We had some massage therapists there. We did a little bit of nutrition. I did a technique called Network Spinal, which is a very, very holistic chiropractic technique. I incorporated everything with, you know, some of the natural teas and herbs and stuff from the island. So they would receive tea after each treatment. I made alcoholados a few times. I had some baños and stuff like that. So, yeah, it was a very holistic office in San Juan. And, yeah,
wow.
it was a good deal.
Oh, that's great.
That's amazing.
And you came back to this. Yeah, right? What do you think about that? And I remember you told me in Corozal, where I was living, there was a friend of yours or a colleague that had a chiropractor business there or something.
Yes.
I remember I found it, but it
yes.
was...
Yeah, I was part of the Chiropractic Puerto Rican Association, and I still have a lot of chiropractic colleagues that are in Borinquen, still working right now. And every year, I tried to go back to participate in the Congress. They usually have Congress or continuing education credits for doctors of chiropractic. So I usually use that opportunity to go there and make it a business expense and, you know, visit family and friends.
You know, I'm a big fan of chiropractic practice because many years ago I was a social worker in hospice care. And this is a crazy story. Someone had died during my visit and she was overweight. And when she actually fought death. That's my first experience with somebody fighting death. So she literally got up from her deathbed and fell between the bureau and her bed. And she died. And it was unfortunate. The husband was there. It was so sad. And then the funeral people came and they were like younger men and they could not lift her onto the gurney because I guess the position that she was in where she fell. So I was taught never assist, you know, moving bodies and stuff because you can get injured. So it was a desperate time. The husband was grieving, whatever. So I helped out. And I herniated two discs in my neck. It blew out two discs. And I was in a lot of pain. So I didn't want the surgery or all that stuff. Everybody wanted me to have surgery. So I went to a chiropractor that my sister worked at and needed no surgery, you know. And I was healed. It was amazing. You know, I it was painful, though, sometimes going through the exercises because I was in a lot of pain. Going through the techniques, I should say. So I owe my neck to chiropractic business. So
yeah.
I don't know if you have that
experience.
You know,
a lot of people don't know what chiropractic is. You know, in Spanish, they say we're
hueseros.
mm-hmm. or bone setters. So basically, what chiropractors do, first I'm just going to tell you a little bit so we're all on the same page of how the body works. You know, everything in your body works, every cell, organ, everything in your body works because the brain tells it to. A lot of people think it's the heart, but it's the brain. So the brain is the boss. Mm-hmm. And then from the top of your head is where the brain is stored. There's a water hose that goes from the back of the brain all the way down your back, all the way to where your butt bone is. And it's basically the bones of the back protect it. So it's like a water hose. If you put your foot on the water hose, there's no flow. So out of the spine or the back of your back, where you have this water hose being protected by the bones, there's little nerves that come out, and each nerve correlates to a certain organ. So maybe up in the neck, the organs like the heart or the lungs, that's what correlates to the nerves in the neck. Or the nerves in your low back correlate with your, your colon, your reproductive organs, So if you put pressure on the water hose, there's going to be no flow, and that organ is not going to function at 100%. So a lot of people think that chiropractors are doctors of the back, but we're not.
Right.
We're doctors of the whole system completely of the body, but we enter in the system through the bones of the back because that's where the water hose or the spinal cord is being stored. So chiropractors, it's very ancient art, because it is an art. There's a philosophy, there's an art, there's a science to it. And there could be three reasons that cause, like your foot on a water hose, there's no flow. There's three reasons, and I call them stresses. There's three stresses. You have a physical stress, emotional stress, and a chemical stress. So a physical stress means that there's something physically on that cord. So you fell down, and now the bone is physically on the cord. Okay, so you were in a car accident. You were being born, and the doctor pulled your neck too rough or whatever. So those are something that's causing the physical bone to be on the cord. That's a physical stress. Then you have chemical stress. Chemical stress. What is chemical stress? Chemicals means the drugs that you take, not only the drugs from what the doctors give you, the drugs, the street drugs also. So that's a chemical stress. A chemical stress is also preservatives in your food. It's chemicals that you're putting into your body. A chemical stress is stuff that you clean the house with, the Clorox. That's a chemical stress, A lot of people, they when they think of chemicals, they think of just drugs, but it's the stuff that you put onto your body, you're putting on makeup and lotions and perfumes and, there's chemicals in these things, and you're putting it directly on your skin. That's a chemical stress. Then you have an emotional stress. Now, emotional stress could be something as the pandemic, COVID, or I can't pay my rent, the emotional cause basically like putting your foot on this water hose. So if you put your foot on this hose, there's no flow, and your organs need to have the flow. They need to be able to communicate with the brain. So, a lot of patients go to chiropractors not because of back pain, but because they have stress, whether physical stress, emotional stress, or chemical stress. And so, there's this misinformation about, chiropractic, especially in the Western world. They think, I got into a car accident, my back hurts, I'm just going to go to the chiropractor. No. The same thing with scoliosis. Why is scoliosis so bad? Not because it looks ugly, because if there's a bone physically on the cord, those organs aren't going to function. So that's why scoliosis is so important, not because you got this hump on your back or your neck or whatever, So it's very important that people are aware of these stresses, the chemicals they're putting into their body, the emotional stuff that they have from work, from whatever, the president, the vote, whatever going on, And then you have the physical stuff. You gotta watch your posture, be careful, so that you're not getting into accidents, or you're at work, or you know, you're not on the cell phone too much, or you're putting a stress on your neck, or you're not watching TV laying in bed for hours and hours and hours, you know. So there's a lot of things that we need to watch out, and especially now that more people are having all these stresses. They're working from home in a situation where they're on a kitchen table or a chair that's not usually the correct ergonomical chair for them. So now they start having more back pain, you know. But to me, when they say, well, I have back pain, my main concern is in the back, it's the organs. It's how is the inside of you functioning, you know. So we have these three stresses, and the chiropractors look for these three stresses. Oh, Westeros look for these three stresses, and they do adjustments to the body. So there's different ways that you can, you know, adjust the body. Like you said, somebody, you know, they were having you doing certain exercises, or, right. you know, a lot of people say, oh, the doctor cracked my back. You know what I mean? That's the thing that they hear, the snapping and the cracking, you know. And when when you hear that, those are gases. That's not a bone on top of a bone being cracked. And that's, you know, I always say to people, crack kills. Just say no to crack. You know, in a chiropractic adjustment, I'm not cracking you up, you know. Eggs are cracked, not bodies. So, you know, it's funny, but there's other ways, you know, when I have a baby and I adjust a baby, there's no cracking involved, you know. Or when I'm using a technique that's more energetic, there's no cracking involved, you know. So there's a lot of things that you can do to adjust and remove these stresses from the body. So I just wanted to let people know, because it seems like a lot of people, I don't want people to be afraid of me, you know, it's going to crack my neck and kill me.
No, that's very important.
Or they say things like that. Yeah, and I do see babies. I do see, you know, pregnant women. I do see third generation, you know, our elders. And, you know, I also see veterans, too. I'm a provider to the VA hospital, and some veterans have anxiety or a lot of stress, and there's certain techniques that they just don't want done to them. So it's not all about the crack, is what I say. Just say no to crack, you know?
Yeah, oh my God. You know, that was my preconceived notion when I went. I didn't want to go to a chiropractor with the herniated disc.
Right.
But because I had those notions, you know, like, damn, that's going to hurt, you know? And it took me, you know, once I experienced it, it was very good.
You know, and then another thing about, you know, the chiropractic in the Western world, you know, in the Native world, you know, hueseros, curanderos, we've been doing chiropractic for many, 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 many years, you know. And I wanted to touch a little bit about, you know, how DNA and generational trauma is stored in the body, you know?
Hey,
and
that's question number three. Hold on, you're ahead of the game. Nah, that's good. That's good.
Okay.
Go ahead, go for it. No, that's great. Go for it.
Ask me the question.
No, that was it, man. This is, it's your show. Go for it. But I was going to tie that in, actually. But go for it. Yeah, man.
Yeah, so, you know, on a more, you know, indigenous aspect of the body, I see a lot of people that have traumas, and not just, you know, physical, chemical, emotional trauma, but, you know, generational trauma in their body. And it's stored in a certain way that when I do give them an adjustment, a chiropractic adjustment, there are emotions that are released, you know what I mean? So I might adjust someone, and all of a sudden they might start, you know, crying, or they might start laughing, or, you know, they suddenly become an orgasm, whatever. But that is all okay, because that's what's stored in their body, and that's their way of releasing that, you know? And I really, really love this work. Each bone in the body has a certain tone. It vibrates in a certain way. And so it's amazing when people come, I love to hear, okay, why are you here? What are your complaints? You know, how can I help you? Or how do you think I can help you? But really, I just want them just to lay down and for me to put my hands on them and to see what the body is telling me, you know, and how the best way that I can honor them and myself in the work and try to get them to get to where they need to get to.
Right, right. Wow, that is amazing. Let me ask you a question. I remember many years ago, I was in college. We used to have one of the custodians. He was Ecuadorian, right? And he overheard me talking about my uncle who had a severe back injury, whatever. And he approached me, you know. And I never forgot this. Bring your uncle to me. I'll help him out. You know, I'm looking at him like, what, you know? So I did. I spoke to my uncle. He was desperate, you know. He was taking a lot of painkillers. And you know, I went inside with my uncle. They went to one of the, it was funny, it was like a locker room, and it was the table was there. And let me ask you, Dr. Darlene, he started, like, twisting his limbs, and then he did all these, like, contortions almost, like, you know, before he even got to the back, he was like, oh, man, but my uncle felt great afterwards. But I remember him twisting, like, not twisting, but, like, moving the arm a certain way, the neck, the legs. It's like he touched every part of the body, like the joints. And I found out that he was a culandero, you know?
Right. Yeah, so basically a lot of people will say they have neck pain. And I will, you know, do checks of the legs and, you know, checks of the arms and touch the tissue and see what nerve or muscle, everything is connected. So once you learn the human body, you can access, you know, someone who has neck pain in the neck. Sometimes you can access through the hips, you know, or the low back. So it's not you know, and a lot of people sometimes if they are hurt or holding a trauma, physical, emotional, chemical in their neck, they don't want me to touch their neck. You know, even though they say, oh, yeah, my neck. But if I get near the neck, the body says, no, don't even come near me. You know what I mean? So instead of going towards, you know, bullying my way into that area and, you know, I don't do that. What I'll do is I'll access that same area, but to a different part of the body. So I can access the nerves in the neck from the actual low back or, you know, down where your butt is, you know. So there's other ways to enter into the body where you're honoring that person and the work. So you're not, like I said, bullying in and so they will start to feel better. Yeah, so it's just getting to know how having to be an expert in, on the human body, where the nerves and arteries and muscles and all the attachments, and also knowing the energetic portion of it, you know, and that's a big deal.
Wow. Now, you mentioned about intergenerational trauma in the indigenous community. What body part or where, what section of body that you most find people that suffer from this trauma? Like, is there, or is it different for everyone? Like, is there an area in the body that?
No. So generational trauma can show up in any part of the body. Any tissue can hold the trauma. Usually when a person just has a lot of a trauma, they usually will hold it in their coccyx bone, which is the last bone near your butt, down there. And they'll hold a lot of trauma there. Just like, you know, how when you have, I don't know if you've ever seen like a dog, sometimes when, you know, they're scared, their butt goes in, you know, same thing when human beings, are afraid or hold trauma, in that sense, sometimes their coccyx bone will go in, you know. Another is if someone is angry, very, very angry, they hold a lot of anger. Sometimes in the neck where the shoulders are, they'll hold a lot of tension there. And, you know, if someone has, like, identity issues, sometimes they'll hold the trauma in one side of the hip. So there's, like, different things that the body tells you without the person having to talk. And generational trauma, that goes deep. And so sometimes, like I said, each bone has an actual tone, like a tone meaning it makes an makes music. You know what I mean? Like the bones at the top make a different noise than the bones on the bottom. You know, and sometimes when there's trauma, that tone is off, and it's hard to explain when you're touching someone's body how you can actually just hear the tone of the bones, and you know what I mean. But when there's trauma in that area, it will be off.
Oh wow, that is so,
does that sound kind of weird? Does that sound so weird?
Yeah.
I don't think it sounds weird. You make it sound very musical.
It is musical.
It's
definitely
very
musical. I'll tell you, it's very musical, and it can be peaceful. It can be violent. But it definitely is very musical, and each bone vibrates. Each bone has a tone. Each bone has an energetic component to it. And then that makes the whole person in general, you know?
Right.
So,
right.
And it really is
amazing.
It reminds
me of music therapy a little bit.
It could be music therapy. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I've done music therapy for a few clients. So as you speak about it, because I do holistic medicine. I've done holistic medicine for quite some time before I started doing the doula work. Also, thanks. Funny story. Dr. Flores is actually one of the people who helped me name my doula business. I hopped into a Facebook group and her and another young woman came onto the post that I had put up asking for traditional Taino words for like doula work and death and bereavement. And Dr. Flores gave me a list of words and tried to help me come up with, you know, every kind of arrangement that I could to try and get the right idea for the business. And I ended up going with Nitu Taino because, you know, your Taino sister, because that's who helped me. My Taino sisters are the ones that helped me come up with the name. So it's funny story.
That's great.
Thank you, darling. I appreciate it.
Doulas are so important. All of my pregnant patients, I tell them, do you have a doula? It's very important. They ask me why. So they're like your attorneys. You need them.
Very much so.
Yeah, and they're into the natural medicine. Yeah.
Right, exactly. But
they understand the woman's body. And they understand the woman's body. So that's important because, you know, even a lot of women don't even understand. Yes.
Yeah,
I love
doing
that.
Hey, I got some breaking news here.
Uh-oh,
In Georgia, Biden just tied Trump 49.4%. Trump has 49.4%. They're at a dead heat in Georgia.
Are they done counting?
I don't think so.
99%. Reporting 99%. Now here's my question. This is my question. Someone like Trump, right? For me, he's a trigger. He's a big trigger for me. It's very hard for me to listen to him. And it's funny because when the same trigger as I have with him, I get a little sweaty. I get a little like palms get sweaty, and it's like I want to yell when I hear him. And then when I hear his supporters, I also get like the fight or flight. I feel more the fight of anxiety. But check this out. Early in my life, I got to meet some people who were it was Spaniards, you know, from Spain. They actually were born and raised in Spain, came to America, and so on. And I remember I used to get triggered by them, you know, the way they talk, the attitude sometimes, you know. And how they treated me as a Puerto Rican at the time, Boricua, you know. And I remember, like, wow, making the connections, you know, when you have someone like a Trump. So if I go to you, Dr. Flores, like, you know, this is, will you consider like a intergenerational trauma? There's something going on with me, with my sweat glands and my my nervousness. And I also do tics in my face too. I tend to have these tics. when I hear Trump or when I get next to someone who's like of Spanish descent, I get like
Island people.
Yeah, but it's something I always had since that time, and I see. So what do you think, Dr. Flores?
Something I don't know. I don't know. I don't think you should blame
mm-hmm.
all Spaniards for
exactly.
You know what happened to us or to our ancestors. You know, I think that's something that you definitely need to work on, you know, and figure out where that came from. Not all Spaniards are, you know, the cause of our pain, especially nowadays. But I have come across discrimination a few times.
Right.
As for, you know, what's happening with President Trump and Vice President
uh-huh.
Biden, you know, we have to remember that tomorrow, whenever they decide or whenever they finish,
mm-hmm.
you know, fighting or whatever, that our struggles
mm-hmm.
continue. I'm still going to wake up. I'm still going to feed my kids. I'm still going to, you know, give love to everybody. You know, I'm not going to change it. And I think
right.
that we have to realize, you know, this magic thing where they think, oh, you know, Trump is out and now Biden's in. Everything's going to change. Everything's going to get better now or, you know,
mm-hmm.
tomorrow. That's not the case. And we can't set ourselves up for, you know, for that emotional
mm-hmm.
letdown. You know, we
exactly.
have to continue doing the work within ourselves, within the community. You know, we have to remember that, you know, they can be doing their thing, but we also need to not stop doing our thing, not stop living, not stop being happy, not stop, you know, spending as much time as we can, you know, whether that be through social media or virtually.
Mm-hmm.
We still have
mm-hmm.
to live, you know. So we can't let something like politics break us down to the point where you're like, I don't want to be friends with anybody anymore. You believe something different and you believe something different or, you know, you voted for this person or I don't understand why you voted for that person. You know, we can't allow that to further divide us. You know, we can still live in a place where we all have differences and we, you know, with respect, con respeto, you know.
That's like this a security guard in my job. He's a big Trump guy, you know, and he's been bragging, yo, this and that. So he's been quiet the past couple of days. So my temptation was to like really go on him, you know, and then I fought myself. So no, I'm gonna keep it peaceful. We're not gonna argue. We're not gonna, you know. And we actually had great conversations.
There's a lot of fear mongering. Yeah, there's a lot of fear mongering on both ends, misinformation on both ends. A Taino
mm-hmm.
brother. Was it last week? He said something that made me laugh. He said, look at these two old white men fighting over who's going to be the next one to oppress me.
Oh, no.
And I thought it was funny.
Well,
there's some truth in that. And I couldn't
mm-hmm.
stop but to laugh, you know. And I said, well, if you think about it that way, it really is about, is this person going to really change, you know, what's happening in my life right now? You know,
mm-hmm.
so we have to check our emotions and not get so worked up, you know. And there's a lot of people that can't vote for the president, like
mm-hmm.
all of our people in Borinquen, they do not vote for
that's
the president,
right. They don't.
You know.
Right.
So when those comments are made, like, you're not Puerto Rican if you're voting for Trump, like, Puerto Ricans can't vote for the president.
We can't vote for them, exactly.
No.
They can't vote for the president.
Isn't common knowledge. A lot of people don't know that.
A lot of people don't know. So when they make comments like, oh,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're not Puerto Rican enough, you're not Boricua enough,
mm-hmm.
or you ain't black enough if you're not voting for Biden, you know what I mean? Like, that's like, what?
Right.
What did you
mm-hmm.
say? Like, me, who I vote for, who I, you know, put check marks next to is not going to change the color of my skin. It's not going to change my nationality. It's not going to change my gender. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That
and
so
it's
those,
not
going to
change
those,
how they look at
mean,
us.
No. So those memes, honestly, they make me laugh because it's like, you're not Boricua, you know, if you vote for this person. You're not Boricua. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, mm-hmm. That's not going to change me. Tough.
That
yeah,
is totally true.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question? About natural medicine, like, what are you referring to? Like teas or plants? Like, do you use that in your practice, natural medicine, or is it part of the whole
natural medicine usually, or holistic medicine, means you treat the body from the inside out. You treat the whole person, you know? Allopathic mm-hmm. medicine is they usually treat from outside in, so they'll give you drugs, where we like to treat from the inside out, you know, everything that's natural mm-hmm. to the body. What made the body heals the body. So natural medicine might mean just teaching about something as simple as what exactly you're putting into your body, toxins. Like, a lot of people don't even realize what toxins are and how much they affect the body. So, you know, I educate on exactly what are toxins, you know, what are you putting into your body? You know, I'll teach someone how to read labels on the food that they're eating. You know what I mean? A lot of people don't even know how to read labels. And one of the things I like to say, because I said, I'm not a scientist and you're not a scientist, if you cannot sound out the word, it shouldn't be in your body. So if you're reading something and you look in the back and it says sodium methylate number 520 sodium, you know, citrate, if you don't know what the hell that is, don't put that into your body.
Mm-hmm. Don't put it to the body.
That's
the
number one. That shows you that was made in a laboratory. Yeah,
exactly.
That was made in a laboratory. Don't put it in your body. That is poisoning your body. So mm-hmm. that is a form of, you know, just educating people on different things like that. But in my practice, I use a lot of, first of all, this whole week I've been burning copal. I usually say the tabaco for our stuff, but I've been burning all sorts of stuff in the office, you know, just to clear the energy, you know, and I'll do that a lot, you know. The other thing is teas. I offer teas. Now, when I was in Boringen, I used to make my own teas. But here, I'm not able to make my own teas. Number one, I don't have the time. Number two, I don't know all of the plants from Massachusetts yet. So if I don't know all the plants and the medicinal values, I can't make teas. Mm. So I've been just buying stuff like Trader Joe's teas. And every time someone finishes a treatment with me, I have them drink tea, you know, without sugar, without honey. And at first, they're like, oh, this is disgusting. But little by little, I'm changing their palate. But I'm also, after you get adjusted, toxins come out. And so when you drink teas, it helps the body release those toxins, you know? So, and it's also a way of, while they're drinking the tea and I'm attending other patients, I'm saying, okay, how did this person react to the adjustment? Are they okay? Can they get up and walk out and drive? You know what I mean? Because a lot of people, like I said, it brings up different emotions. And if somebody's in la-la land, you know, they just jump in their car and get in an accident, who, you know, that's on me, you know. So I like for them, after they get adjusted, drink some tea, you know, come back to earth, and then, you know, go about your way. I have alcoholados. And I will do alcoholados. It's basically, you know, a natural remedy that our ancestors used for pain and inflammation, and also antiseptic, which means it kills bacteria. And so patients will come in and they'll have, you know, pain and inflammation on the low back or a wrist or an ankle, and I'll pull out my alcoholado and I will put it on them. Number one, it's not greasy. Number two, it's natural and it smells delicious. And literally, they'll say, "What did you put on me?" And I'm like, "Oh, that's my abuela's formula." You know what I mean? So, those are the type of stuff that I use. And also, you
it
know,
sounds
the energy
like
work that I do.
Has to come pay a visit.
Everyone needs to come pay a visit. Everyone needs to come pay a visit. But if not, you know, I have lots of people in, you know, different states, and you tell me where you're at, and I'll say, hey, I know a chiropractor in this area, or I'll try to get that information, you know?
Well, Darlena, am I right? You know, I've been dancing for 20 years in powwows, and I got I was just diagnosed with two bone spurs, and it was very, very painful to walk. Now, I was using a crutch, and the pain has lessened and the inflammation, but it still hurts, mm-hmm. you know, when I walk.
So do you know what a bone spur is?
It's like a bone growth, isn't it? Is it a growth on the bone?
Yeah, so basically, say if the bone, remember how I talked about the water hose, you know, so you make a circle with your arms, and that's the bone, and the bone is protecting the water hose in the inside. If the posture is off or something is happening and you're putting pressure on that water hose, the brain and the bone says, nope. We need to fix this. So what does the bone do? The bone will grow, trying to create more space. And in that growth, that is a bone spur. It's an overgrowth of the bone. But it's a reaction.
What?
It's a reaction to bad posture or a stress in your body. So after years and years and years and years and years, you know, the body says, nope. And it grow, and that extra growth, the bone actually growing, causes a spur. And that bone spur, because it's trying to protect the cord, now might be hitting a nerve or a muscle someplace else. Because basically it overgrew in that one area. So if you had a bone spur.
That's good news.
Yeah.
No te está poniendo viejo entonces.
The other thing is, once you have a bone spur, it's called degeneration. So once you have a bone spur, it's called degeneration. So, you know, when someone tells you, oh, you have degeneration, they're probably looking, you probably had a bone spur, and now that you have a bone spur, it's now, that's what the word is. Bone spur, degeneration, that's it. Done deal.
That's why you tell people
you go to the chiropractor before you have pain. You go to the chiropractor before you have pain, just like a dentist. You know what I mean?
That's right.
You go to the dentist before you have pain. You get regular adjustments. You keep your body in shape. A lot of athletes have chiropractors, personal chiropractors. You know, a lot of, you know, non-black indigenous people of color go to the chiropractor on a regular basis, you know. So now I'm like, we need to start, you know, taking care of ourselves, go to the chiropractor, get adjusted on a regular basis, have your children get adjusted too. It's not just about adults. Children have spines too, and they're falling down all the time, or, you know, they're getting sick. You know, you got to get them adjusted. Every time you get adjusted, it boosts your immune system up by 10%. So why not go get adjusted?
Definitely.
Yeah. So, and people who are adjusted, take less meds, do less visits, get less operations, you know, you're a healthier person. So it's not just about car accidents. Yeah.
Wow,
and I think
that's
amazing. A big misconception. A lot of people think you really only have to go to the chiropractor to be responsive to something that's already happened, rather than being a proactive measure to avoid having other things happen. And I think that's the situation with a lot of just holistic remedies in general. A lot of people use it as a last resort you know, I've exhausted all of my options, so now let me try this kind of thing. So it's good to know that we have, you know, physicians, doctors like you that will come out and have conversations like this and really advocate for people to overall be more careful of their overall health and be proactive.
That's what wellness is.
Live
you,
healthy
exactly.
lifestyles.
Right. So that's what wellness is. Wellness is keeping yourself well, going to chiropractor, going to, you know, natural doctors on a regular basis, you know, not just using it for emergency medicine, you know what I mean? It's well visits. It's, you know, you going to get checked out, just taking care of yourself and leave the emergency medicine for emergencies.
Exactly.
Okay? So leave the emergency medicine for emergencies. If you absolutely have to go to the doctor for emergency, find. But if there's something that you can do at home, you know, right now,
be proactive.
Be proactive. Sinus infection. A lot of people, listen to this. This is something you guys are going to think I'm crazy. You know, simple things like taking a piece of garlic, right? Cut it. Don't mash it. Cut it.
And
wrap
it
in gauze. Stick it in your ears.
Keep
it in your ears for like 6 hours.
And
what does that do?
And before you go to sleep, a slice of onion también.
Clears
the
sinuses. The sinuses. The other thing
is... You stick it in your ear? Wrap it in a little bit of gauze.
A
gauze,
and
yeah.
just stick it inside your ear. Like a
and
headphone.
You'll feel it. You will feel it. And
Wait, hold on. You wrap the garlic?
You take garlic. You take garlic. You peel the garlic, right? And you cut a piece of it, a tiny piece. You don't mash it.
Something to fit in your ear.
Exactly.
And
then you wrap it in gauze and just
gauze.
Place it in your ear. And that will penetrate the sinuses and will help, you know, any sinus pressure or anything like that. Another one that, you know, ginger. Ginger root.
Wow.
Take ginger, you know. Boil the ginger.
Okay.
Boil the ginger. Put a little bit of sage with the ginger también. I do it every morning. No sugar. Just drink it straight.
But for kids, you can put honey.
Mm-hmm.
Honey is excellent.
Mm-hmm.
And if, you know, you have allergies, use the honey from,
local
honey from the neighborhood. You know what I mean? So that will help with your allergies. Honey, lemon, ginger. My tata tia, I think that's how you say, my great aunt, she makes ginger, milk, and brown sugar. And it is delicious. Like, she used to give that to us.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was the most delicious thing ever. You know what I mean?
That's something
that can keep you healthy. Yeah, so there's so many remedies, you know.
Can I ask you about, you know, one thing that's killing a lot of Americans is, outside of COVID, right, is the hypertension, you know, blood pressure with the strokes. And so on. Is there a natural remedy for that that people can take? Because I get that a lot with the hypertension.
Like I said, you really need to assess the person individually to see what they have going on, you know. You know, you need to take a look at what their diet is. You need to take a look, are they exercising? Are they getting adjusted regularly? What are they putting into their body, you know? It's on an individual basis. But I remember, and I don't know if you remember, you know, una cucharita de, you know, when they used to give the cod liver oil. I don't know if they ever gave that to you.
Oh, goodness. Cod liver oil.
That's so boricua. Yeah, una cucharita de aceite de cod liver oil. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The omegas. That's huge,
that's
you know?
Right. It is.
That's a big thing.
Fish
oil.
Sour sap leaf and drink it like tea.
Yep.
Eso te ayuda con diabetes and with hypertension.
Blood pressure, fish oil.
Oil and the sour sap. Just make sure you have it in general.
Jugo de pacha también.
Oh, maracuyá. Jugo de maracuyá. Passion fruit juice. Lowers blood pressure. So there's lots of stuff that we have on the island.
Everything that we have on the island. And that's what a lot of people don't seem to realize. So all of the grandparents, right, and the great aunts and all of our grands that lived on the island didn't have these issues that, you know, you have now here in the continental U.S. And it's because they had all of this fruit. Mame in Puerto Rico, you would eat it, you just grab it from anybody's tree in their yard and you can eat it. And it has so many vitamins, so much medicinal power to it, you know. And they had these things. So they don't understand when they come here why all of a sudden they have diabetes, why they all of a sudden have hypertension, you know, why they have this problem, how they got gout. It's because they don't have that anymore. Naturally growing in their backyards, you know, unassisted, no GMO, none of that. They don't have that here.
That's the problem.
So
the GMOs
accustomed to the convenience of everything here makes people get sick. And that's what a lot of medicine is, you know, the medical field, some aspect of the medical field, it's not to cure. It's to put a bandage on it. So you're not curing the problem from the inside out, like Dr. Flores said. You're just maintaining it. You're sustaining yourself to a capacity that allows you to have functionality, opposed to curing yourself and making yourself live at an optimal level. So it's, it's time for everybody to really start listening to all the things that Abuela used to whisper into your ear, all the things that she would put in a taza and give to you. It's time to start bringing all of that back. And Dr. Flores, I can't thank you enough for the information that you've provided and the service that you're providing to the community. You know, the information that you're giving to everybody that is listening. It's needed. It's very, very much needed. And the fact that you do it with honoring your indigenous heritage, you know, and honoring yourself and what you come from, the culture within the diaspora, it's remarkable. It really is.
Definitely. Thank you, Dr. Flores. Check it out. We ran out of time. Can you believe this?
We're having fun.
We're having fun, man. So guess what? I got a song dedicated to Dr. Darlene Flores. And this song is called, hold on, let me see if I can get it. It's from the Amazon. It's an old school song, and it's called, I'm looking at my studio thing here. Did I lose it? Yo, I lost it. Hold on.
Oh, man.
Hold on. Wait a minute. What's good for the eyes? Okay, here we go.
What do you need? Something for the eyes? One of the sites
you,
the other
Dr. Flores.
What?
Café colado. Café colado.
Oh, my God. That's it, man.
Breast
but I found
milk,
it.
Breast milk in the eyes.
I'm smoking the eye. Oh, damn.
Yeah, breast milk for everything. That's liquid gold.
That
oh,
it is.
Oh, man, I'll get my sight back. So here we go. You ready for this? This is called Plant Dreams in the tradition of ayahuasca.
Nice.